WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving into something super important, something that can seriously level up your happiness and resilience. Self-compassion in the face of failure. You know those moments when you trip, stumble, or basically faceplant right in front of everyone? We've all been there, right? Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of self-criticism after a setback? Like your inner voice is this relentless judge, throwing shade and stoking the flames of doubt? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Failure is not the enemy. It's an inevitable part of being human, a stepping stone on the path to growth and learning. The real challenge isn't avoiding failure, it's how we react to it. So, let's ditch the harsh self-talk and cultivate some serious self-love, even when things don't go our way. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you practice self-compassion like a pro. 1. Treat yourself like your best friend. Imagine your best friend just bombed a presentation at work or spilled coffee all over themselves in public. What would you say? Probably something kind, understanding, and encouraging, right? Now, extend that same kindness to yourself. Talk to yourself with the same empathy and compassion you'd offer a loved one. Remember, you're human, and imperfections are part of the package. 2. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't judge them. It's okay to feel disappointed, frustrated, or even angry after a setback. Don't try to bury those emotions. Acknowledge them. Say to yourself, "Hey, I'm feeling really bummed right now about this, and that's totally valid." Accepting your feelings without judgment is the first step towards healing and moving forward. 3. Reframe failure as a learning opportunity. Think of failure not as a dead end, but as a detour on the road to success. Every mistake is a chance to learn something new, grow stronger, and become more resilient. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this experience?" 4. Practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts start creeping in, try grounding yourself in the present moment. Take a few deep breaths. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This helps calm your mind and break the cycle of self-criticism. 5. Be kind to your body. You wouldn't berate your body for a sprained ankle. Treat it with the same care and understanding when facing emotional challenges. Engage in activities that nourish your physical and mental well-being. Go for a walk. Listen to music. Spend time in nature, or indulge in a relaxing bath. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, an ambitious young entrepreneur who poured her heart and soul into launching her own online store. The first few months were tough, sales were slow, and she faced countless challenges. One particularly rough day, after receiving another disappointing email about low traffic, Sarah felt like throwing in the towel. Her inner critic went into overdrive. "You're not good enough," it hissed. "This was a stupid idea anyway. You're just going to fail." But then, she remembered the concept of self-compassion. She took a deep breath, acknowledged her feelings of frustration and disappointment, and reminded herself that everyone faces setbacks on their journey. She treated herself like her best friend, offering words of encouragement and reminding herself that this was just one bump in the road. Sarah decided to use this experience as a learning opportunity, analyzing what could be improved and adjusting her strategy accordingly. And guess what? She kept going. Listen, self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, even when things get tough. It's about recognizing that you're human, capable of both greatness and mistakes. By embracing this mindset, you'll not only navigate challenges with more grace, but also unlock your true potential. So go out there, embrace your imperfections, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-compassion. And if you found it helpful, leave a review. It means the world to me. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.